Well, listen, Mickey, we've got the sun high in the sky. There's not a cloud in the sky today either. It's nice and warm. And it makes, I suppose, prep for a championship a wee bit easier these good evenings.
Yeah, it does. I suppose we had a couple of clouds over our own heads after the match against Derry, you know, in the last day of the league. But preparation has been good. The weather's been mixed that wee bit better and easier, you know. And look, we've been going and training very well since the Derry game, and we're just trying to right the wrongs, you know, from that result.
What did you say to the players after that game, Mickey? Because it was a really difficult one to stomach. And listen, it was a heavy defeat, but Donegal's not that bad of a hurling team, so they're not. But how did you address it with the group afterwards?
Look, I think after the match, Oisin, they regrouped themselves, and the management sort of stayed away from them until Tuesday night, because we were very angry. I was very angry, and the backroom team, you know, and the players felt like they let themselves down. So look, we let them regroup themselves in a huddle after the game, and we regrouped on Tuesday night and went through it. You know, at half time, I just felt that I did have a go at them. You know, I felt that we rolled over very easy, Oisin, you know, and the body language was poor once Derry got on top of us, you know. And that team's not about that, because we've showed great resilience over the last few years that even when we're in tight spots, we can make a comeback out of it. But we just, the manner of it and the way we sort of lay down and that Derry steamroll us, we weren't happy about. Looking back at the game, Oisin, like maybe in the first 15 minutes, we shot ourselves out of it. You know, that both teams had scoring chances, maybe three or four scoring chances each in the first 10 or 12 minutes. And we hit wides, and Derry was 4-0 up. So, and then we had another couple of wides, and they were 6-0 up. And I just felt we killed our own momentum and built theirs. You know, we were hitting wides, and they were getting in our faces and the snow. So, and after that, that was one-way traffic. Gosh, you know, so I think the game was lost in that first 20 minutes, really, you know.
Yeah, but when you are at your lowest point, I suppose, Mickey, that's when you particularly young players get the most learning out of it, and you have to take something away from that, so you do that can only benefit you down the line.
Yeah, and you have to learn it on the sideline myself too, what I can do different and what we can bring different this week, you know. But a lot of it go back to the old cliches, like our work rate was way down, Oisin, the intensity we brought, our attitude, body language, everything that you expect as a manager to go into a big game wasn't there on the day, and it happens, you know. We just went flat, and it's making sure, we talked about it, that doesn't happen 2 days in a row. You know, you don't mind getting beat by a good team like Derry, but that gap in the scoreboard is not, I don't think it's there between the two teams, you know, and we showed that through the league. So we're just looking to get a performance back to the level we can get at, Oisin. Probably the thing we talk about most is that performance is in it, but if you want to do it and stay at them levels, you have to do it consistently, and it's something we haven't been doing. You know, we had a good league, great victory over Kerry, and you've Kerry beaten Derry handy enough. So the performance is in it, but consistently perform at that level, Oisin, has been an issue, and I suppose that's the learning you have to take from it. And look, on a front, I think Derry were sort of wrote off through that league that they were in a bad place and all the rest, but I think that their target to start a league would have been get points off Tyrone, ourselves and Meath, and they've done that. So and they've all the bodies back now, Oisin, so they're definitely a damn good side, and Derry Hurling is a strong club level. So we've no doubt what we're up against, Oisin, but I think we have to take the learnings from it and come into it in a better state of mind this time, you know.
The focus is now very much championship. You're in the Christie Ring Cup, and this is a place that you wanted to be for quite a few years, Mickey, and you're now here, and you have to make the most of it.
Yes, Oisin, and suppose you'll have to pick up 4 points first and foremost to make sure you stay there, which is very important for us. You know, whatever, I think Donegal in the league next year possibly get back up again, you know, the two teams promoted, but getting to Christie Ring level is not easy. So it's very important, Oisin, first and foremost, we get a couple of victories in this, at this level, and stay here for a year or two and try to find our feet. So we'll be targeting our home games there. You know, we'll target all games, to be fair, but you're going to have to make sure you get 2-1s to stay in it at this level. So we know every match is going to be so important, but look, one match at a time, we'll be trying to do our very best and get a result in Derry first of all, and then we're home to Wicklow, which is going to be a must-win if we want to get a decent start in championship, you know.
Yeah, what sort of shape are Wicklow in this year? Obviously, you guys have a bit of history with them and the Nicky Rackard competition, but they seem to be a county that are very strong one year, and then the next year they're slightly weakened. So what sort of Wicklow outfit is there for the Christy Ring this year for you, Mickey?
I think they're a bit stronger, Oisín, than the last couple of years now. They beat us in the Nicky Rackard final a couple of years ago, and they'd had a few retirements that year, you know, and they're in a bit of transition, but they have a good setup now again, a good manager, and they competed well in that Division 3 this year, so nothing's going to be easy. As I say, we haven't took our focus off Derry yet, but we know Wicklow is going to be a must come Letterkenny in a couple of weeks' time, but we expect that 50-50 games, actually you might be playing a division above them in the league, but as we know, Wicklow, if they get all the hurlers out, they're well able to put it up to us, you know.
Yeah. I know you're focusing on the Derry match, but I'm just mentioning the home games here. London as well are also going to come to the O'Donnell Park. And listen, that's going to be a difficult tie because London are up in the Division 2, a place you were this year, earlier this year. So London are really on the move, so they are.
Yeah, seem to have a strong outfit this year, you know, and they have Anthony Nash, the former Cork goalkeeper, over coaching them. So they're putting a big push in, and I was just reading about them, and it's the first time they have full grounds over there, full size pitch to train on, and a good setup and facilities. So they just listen to their manager. This is that they put in a big shift this year. You know, most years you maybe catch them for fitness and all the rest, but I think this London team will be setting their sights and possibly giving this Christy Ring a good rattle. You know, they've been there in the final before, so and if, as you say, you don't know what they have from one year to the next, but they're in a strong position this year, and look, they'll fancy themselves of getting a victory off any team in the Christy Ring, you know.
And just back to the Derry game and your own preparations, Mickey, looking forward to it. Do you have everybody available that you want for this game at the weekend?
Well, with Patrick Doherty, who's been out for a few weeks there, and he still, look, gosh, he could be out for another few weeks. He hurt himself in training. Gavin Brown has picked up a slight shoulder injury. Who's going to be out, you know? But overall, we're fairly good, Oisín. We have 28, 30 training every night, and there's no complaints that way. So, and I say, we had a full strength team against Derry the last day. So, I think both teams are fairly well healed, that most players are available for them, you know. So, look, we're looking forward to it, Oisín, to just to try set things right that we're not as bad as we showed that day, you know.
Yeah. Just finally, Mickey, and I'm going to throw a curveball here at you just to wrap things up. Obviously, Derry were written off in the league campaign, but we've seen what their true metal is in the last couple of weeks of the league, and they're fixed very well going into the championship. People will be looking at this fixture off the back of what happened at the O'Donnell Park, and they'll be writing Donegal off. But do you believe that there is a performance in this Donegal team that can actually pull off a 1-0 bag on Saturday?
Yes, Oisín, I think, look, if we can hit the levels and that we can, you know, as we showed through that league, we can compete with anybody, you know. I think, you know, if we're a below par, Derry could steamroll us again. I think if we're at our very best, we can bring that game down the stretch, you know, and just up things in defence and be more clinical up front. And just looking at Derry, they've been so clinical in front of the post, Oisín, like in the last two games, I think, against Meath, that 116 at half time, you know, with just two wides, and against us they had 15 points out of 17 shots. So that's something we got to get more pressure on their shooters and put the pressure on that way and keep the scoreboard ticking over for ourselves. You know, we didn't really put no scoreboard pressure on them the last day. We, you know, so. But as I say, if we're off at Oisín, they have the ability to do the same to us again. But I think if we turn up, which I think we will this time, that'll be a lot tougher and tighter game.
Listen, Mickey, thanks for taking the call this evening, and all we can do is wish you and the guys the very best of luck in that championship opener at the weekend in Own Beg against Derry. Thanks, Mickey.
Okay, thanks, Oisín.